country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former US vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions, and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing and are encouraging others to do to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Ching Hai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian and artist, who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Ching Hai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
She also brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary. And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love.
Master Ching Hai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide, and she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leaders.
Among the many benevolent policies that world leaders have implemented, bans on smoking are certainly one of the most beneficial and lasting in terms of saving lives. The smoking ban in public places in the United Kingdom has helped to save the lives of more than 11,000 people who would otherwise die of passive smoking annually. In the USA, the strict anti-smoking laws in the state of California alone will have saved 5,000 lives in 2010. And did save the lives of more than 50,000 people in the past 15 years. Her Excellency Sylvia Masebo, Minister of Local Government and Housing of Zambia, courageously implemented the statutory smoking ban in the country's public places on May 28, 2008. Offenders will face a fine or jail, and possibly both. It was a firm decision she had made, she stated, because of the hazardous effects it has on non-smokers who are forced to be passive smokers.
This statutory instrument actually directs business houses, restaurants, and the individuals against smoking in public places like the international airport, the hospitals, any place where other people converge, so that they do not inconvenience the non-smokers. And to that effect, we then came up with legislation that stopped smoking in public places. Mm. So schools, hospitals, even a shop, you'd not have to smoke in a shopping mall.
Her Excellency Sylvia Masebo served as Minister of Local Government and Housing from 2001 to 2005. After being Minister of Health for a year, she resumed the position again after the 2006 election. During her time as health minister, she engaged in projects for eliminating malaria, HIV/AIDS, and other public health issues. Thus, she knew clearly the toll that smoking will have on her co-citizens and took foresighted action.
We noticed that a number of our people were suffering from various, chest diseases that are associated with smoking. And we also saw there is an increase in the country of tobacco production. And although we are producing this tobacco, we don't have many, many people that are smoking it. And therefore, it was necessary for us to come up with legislation that would, first of all, raise awareness on the dangers of smoking, especially as it affects people's health, and also to prevent people who are not smoking not to engage in smoking, and also to protect those that do not smoke against secondary smoking by those that smoke. We as a country realize that if we don't take affirmative action, the disease burden on our people would increase. So it was from that realization that we felt that it was necessary to come up with legislation that would help protect the health of our people and also sensitize the people that are smoking on the dangers of smoking.
As a member of parliament, Minister Masebo works diligently to introduce legislation that protects and benefits the Zambian people, particularly the vulnerable.
I play a role in ensuring that the budget is user-friendly to issues of women, to issues of children, because those are the issues that I enjoy most. Issues that affect our children, issues that affect women, issues of health, issues of HIV and AIDS, issues of water and sanitation.
Zambia is the beautiful home of nature, including the spectacular Victoria Falls, of deep traditions and royalty, a peaceful democracy for 13 million kind-hearted and God-loving people. In recent years, the country has strived to build and develop her cities, towns and villages into cleaner living environments for her people. The new smoking ban further safeguards the well-being of the Zambian people. By moving forward its legislation, Minister Sylvia Masebo, who is also a member of the Zambian Parliament, joined the example of the late Zambian President, Levy Patrick Manasawa, in the multi-sectoral government campaign he started called Make Zambia Clean and Healthy.
We understand that the issues of environment are very cardinal to this country and indeed to the whole world, and that if we don't take positive steps to ensure that we protect our environment, then we will have no generation to talk about.
Minister Masebo believes that the smoking ban that the Zambian government has established is especially vital to the country's youth.
For a young person that is still in the process of developing, that individual youth or child cannot grow as a healthy citizen and will not be able to do work in an effective manner. Okay, and so to that effect, once you stop people from smoking in public places, one, it obviously means that in terms of their health status, they will be much healthier people and they will be able to contribute to the development of their nations. And for those that don't smoke, they will also be protected. And for those that smoke and are made to stop smoking, obviously they'll have a healthier life and they'll live longer and they'll be able to contribute to a clean environment and a healthy environment.
We will return soon with more about Her Excellency, Ms. Sylvia Masebo, Minister of Local Government and Housing of Zambia, and an honored recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to this presentation, featuring Her Excellency Sylvia Masebo, an honored recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Chinhai. As a member of the Zambian Parliament and Minister of Local Government and Housing, Ms. Sylvia Masebo is deeply dedicated to her country and her people.
I always take a bit more time in terms of debating these issues and also pushing government to ensure that they come up with policies that address the problems of health, in particular the issues of lack of water, lack of good sanitation, and of course,
the Zambian government has made bold and wise decisions in many areas, such as regulating businesses to improve public hygiene, restricting illegal alcohol consumption, and eliminating unlawful social housing to protect women and youth.
I think that access to health, access to education, access to water and sanitation are key for me as a member of parliament or as a congresswoman. Those are issues that are very close to women. And those are issues that I have taken time to be interested in. At a time when I was Minister of Health, one of the other policies was the abolition of user fees in our public health centers. Today, I can proudly say that all the people of Zambia in the rural areas have free access to health. And I think that was a very big point that our then head of state declared, that you know, nobody should pay for HIV and AIDS related drugs or treatment.
Minister Masebo was a leader in the launching of the nationwide smoking ban for all public places. But it did not advance without obstacles. Minister Masebo persevered and thus helped to create a win-win situation, even for those who objected to it.
I met quite a number of people, a good number of colleagues that smoke, who were very angry with me for signing that statutory instrument, but they were also happy that they had actually reduced in smoking, and some of them actually gave it up altogether. I think that the reaction from the public was not hostile. It was appreciated. They are taking into account the law and ensuring that they put the necessary signs to say this is a non-smoking area.
For Minister Sylvia Masebo and her colleagues' dedicated service and courageous achievement, the Zambian government was honored with the Shining World Leadership Award by Supreme Master Chin Hai.
Thank you.
The letter of appreciation for Supreme Master Chin Hai noted the government's wholehearted commitment to improve the nation's health by encouraging policies that save lives is a praiseworthy example of wisdom and good governance. Your country's laws banning smoking in public places not only saves many lives every year, but also significantly improves the environment, inspiring a ripple effect of well-being throughout the nation.
Thank you very much.
In addition to the Shining World Leadership Award, Her Excellency received gifts including Supreme Master Chin Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds. Minister Masebo was touched by the recognition and expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Chin Hai.
First of all, I just want to thank you very, very much for this wonderful award. I'm very humbled on behalf of the Zambian government, on behalf of the people of Zambia, and in particular on behalf of the people of my constituency, Chongwe constituency.
Finally, Her Excellency conveyed her wishes for the future of her country.
My wish for Zambia is, firstly, I wish to have a Zambia that is free from HIV and AIDS, a country that is free from smoking, an environment that is free from pollution generally due to smoking and other issues, of course, that encourage pollution. I wish for a country where everybody has enough food to eat, a country where all the children that are eligible to be in class should be in school, and generally the peace that we have enjoyed to continue.
We would like to extend our respectful salute and immense appreciation to Her Excellency Ms. Sylvia Masebo and the caring Zambian government. May God bless your devoted efforts to build a vibrant and clean Zambia for present and future generations. Kind viewers, thank you for joining us on today's program. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be graced with abundant health and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.